Welcome back here on 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here it's the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat here with head coach Madison Massey of the Lady Cobras. I'm Crennan Prophet. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Healthcare Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers Site Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. And the Jackson Heights Cobras here 2-1 to start the season. They won their first two games of the year against ACCHS, also win against Royal Valley from the Big East, 35-29. But a fall there to Detroit Trojans on Tuesday, 63-41. Coach, what can you tell me here the last couple of games that you and your team have played?
You know, we've done some really good things. We've shared the ball. We've pushed it. Our tempo seems to be a lot more speedy from last year. We're moving the ball up the court, trying to find the first open shot that makes sense. Sometimes we shoot the first open shot, but it's not really in our offense. Struggling from the free throw line against Royal Valley, we were 10-for-21, but we did improve. Last night we played Troy, and we were 8-of-13. So those are really important points that we're leaving out on the floor that we need to be successful.
Yeah, and six of those free throw shots from Nicole Ammon, who had one of the best games here kind of in her early going as a varsity player as just a sophomore. She went 6-of-8, 16 points total. I mean, just kind of hammering home just on how important of a player she is. She's the tallest out there on the floor for you and your team. I mean, she's a great forward. I mean, what kind of role does she play here for your team? And of course, in last night's game against Troy.
She's extremely important. She is a great leader. She's vocal. She's always trying to cheer people up, cheer them on. Last night, we looked at her, especially right after halftime. We talked about how the only way we could expose them was to get the ball inside. So we got it to her several times in that third quarter. She had three twos, like very back-to-back-to-back, did a very nice job, and then obviously got fouled quite a bit. So she's doing a great job offensively. And then defensively, she's obviously one of our longer players, and she's done a tremendous job. She guarded Westside last night a little bit with using her length. So we're using her and trying to get her in places that we need her.
And we talk about some of your sophomores here. Another one to mention, Sabrina Streeter. She only played a couple of minutes there on varsity last year, getting a little more time in this season. She had her best game early going here as a sophomore against Royal Valley with 7 points in that contest. Also hit a 3-point shot and also went 2-of-5 shooting on that game total. So, you know, what can you kind of say, you know, overall from the sophomore unit from your team, but then also kind of give a nod there to Sabrina Streeter and her great performance?
Sabrina's been doing a great job. Last year, she's battling a few health problems, and this year she just seems to be a lot stronger. She's grown a little bit. She's quite a bit taller. You mentioned a lot from Royal Valley. She also had 8 rebounds against Royal Valley, leading our team. So she was a huge contributor that night to our win. She came out and hit some good shots. I think she had an and-one at one point. She's just really long. She's almost as tall as Nicole is, Nicole Ammon, and her length really helps her on the court. Her and Nicole are kind of a nice little duo.
Upcoming here, St. Mary's on Friday, Onega next Tuesday. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA, both games on the Cobra Channel. What are some kind of quick notes here from these upcoming contests on your schedule?
Just going to have to work the ball inside, take good shots, make sure we don't give up rebounds. We have given up way too many offensive rebounds to the other team. We got to limit their second chances so we can get the win.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here, jumping up here and joining us for week number 2 of Coach's Shows. Again, good luck here in your upcoming games.
Thank you.
That was head coach Madison Massey of the Lady Cobras of Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights here on Friday, St. Mary's next Tuesday against Onega. Both games on the Cobra Channel, but next Tuesday will be on 92.1 KMZA, and me, Crittin' Prophet, will be there on the call.